The game of the afternoon in prep baseball was Andrian hosting Bishop Knoll, and the Warriors hung in there with the defending state champs, but wound up losing 2-0. Or maybe you like high-scoring baseball, and if you do, then the Lake Central Valparaiso game was right there for you. Valpo won at 13-6. Michael Jovanovic had 3 hits and 4 RBI for the Vikings. Wheeler did some serious scoring in their game with Whiting winning at 17-1. John Medina drove in 2 as Portage beat Michigan City 6-2. Jason Daniels drove in 2 for Morton as they beat Lake Station 17-3 yesterday. Jason, let's talk about the importance of the win, buddy.
I feel good. Our team's really on an uphill of our season. We're really playing together and we're starting to put the bat on the ball, so I feel real good about it.
Yeah, you really had some offense today, did you?
Yeah, it was one of our best offensive outputs of the year, easily.
What does it mean to you to have a 3-game winning streak after that slow start this season?
It means everything to me. We started off slow, but I feel like we're gelling together as one and playing as a team instead of because it's not a team.
Josh Lamb also had a multiple hit game for the Governors, who, as you heard, have now won 3 in a row. As for the big boys last night, the Cubs went over the L.A. Dodgers 7-6. Baltimore knocked off the White Sox 4-3. Softball yesterday, Lake Central was a 9-0 winner over Portage. Megan Reed homered twice for LaPorte in their 13-1 win over Merrillville. Lowell beat Andrian 8-7. Riley Marsh drove in 3 for Lowell. And Highland knocked off Hammond 10-0. And tonight kicks off the NFL draft, and Gary Westside's Lonnie Johnson will find out what pro team will pick him. Lonnie is a defensive back from Kentucky. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school softball and baseball scores, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.